Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to The Awaited, the show that is dedicated to Imam al-Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. I am your host Mustafa Mas'ud, and today I am delighted to be joined by His Eminence Samahat Sayyid Muhammad al-Musawi. On behalf of the viewers and myself, Assalamu alaikum Sayyid.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Inshallah, today's episode is quite a unique episode, and also an episode which we wish we can do more of, because I think one episode is not enough for this topic. But inshallah, we'll try today's episode. Inshallah, we will see if we can do more future episodes on this topic. Today's topic is Imam al-Mahdi in the Holy Quran. Some of you might be shocked to hear this, because you will say that Imam al-Mahdi is not mentioned in the Quran. But with the help of Sayyid Muhammad al-Musawi, inshallah, we will learn how, of course not his name, but how Imam al-Mahdi is mentioned in the Quran. And he will try also to prove to us that it's not only mentioned or narrated in the Ahlul Bayt school of thought, but also in other schools of thought. Inshallah, Sayyidina, we'll start with, is it true that Imam al-Mahdi is obviously not named, but his mentioning is not also in the tafasir, in the narrations of the Shias, but also other schools of thought?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The subject of Imam al-Mahdi عليه السلام in Quran is very important subject. And every Muslim should understand what Allah the Glorious has said in Quran about the future of the humanity, the future of religion on this planet. What Allah has promised the pious believers. What is the future of those who follow Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam? What will be the end of the tyrants on this earth? And many related questions. Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam was mentioned in Quran in many, many verses in Quran. Many, many verses. There are books, whole books, written in this subject. And we cannot cover all the verses, no doubt. We need, I think, hundreds of hours to cover the verses. But we'll take examples. Let us start by saying that Imam al-Mahdi is the 12th Imam about whom the Prophet has clearly and openly mentioned. And he, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his holy progeny, has told the Ummah that my successors will be 12. And this statement of the 12 successors who have been given different names, 12 imams, 12 khulafa, 12 rajulan, 12 amiran, 12. This fact of the 12 is mentioned in almost every Sunni book of hadith, and Shia book of hadith, of course. From Bukhari to Muslim to Tirmidhi to Ibn Majah to Abi Dawood to all of them. You don't find any book of hadith without the mention of the 12. Imam al-Mahdi is the 12th. You might ask me, who said that the 12 are the 12 imams? I say the Prophet himself said that. The Prophet himself said that. Of course, the hadiths regarding the names of Imam al-Mahdi were being omitted. And you know that the whole hadiths of the Prophet were being banned after Saqifah, because they didn't want Muslims to know what the Prophet said about his Ahlul Bayt. They wanted people to read Quran only without the meaning of Quran. Because when they read the meaning of Quran according to the Prophet himself, they will know that it is only for Ahlul Bayt. And hadith was not allowed to be narrated or written, but only during the time of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz in the second century after Hijrah. Just imagine. But Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam have recorded the Prophet's sayings. It was and it is recorded. Now, you find the hadiths mentioning the names of the 12 Imams, including the Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salam, are plenty in Shia books, but few in Sunni books. Because of that political attitude to omit the names of the 12 Imams. Because when the names are known, all those who took charge will be out of the validity. They cannot be the successors of the Prophet when their names are not mentioned. We have a Sunni book called Yanabi' al-Mawadda by a famous Hanafi alim, who is Al-Qunduzi al-Hanafi. He narrates the hadith that the Prophet said, my successors will be 12, all of them from Quraysh, from Bani Hashim. That also shows that all the 12 should be from Bani Hashim, from the progeny of the Prophet. And we have got many hadiths. In fact, our ulama have compiled books and narrated the hadiths mentioning the names of the 12 Imams. Recently, a Sunni alim from Saudi Arabia spoke about this hadith when the Prophet said, the successors after me will be 12. He said, if anyone from us was present when the Prophet said that the successors of me after me will be 12, won't we then ask him, who are the 12? He said, of course we should ask him. If I was there, I would have asked him. And he said, I am sure he was being asked. But for political reasons. Now I say, for political reasons, the hadiths were removed, omitted, because there are people who don't want the reality of the leadership of Islam by Ahlul Bayt to be known to the Muslims. Okay, Imam Al-Mahdi is the 12th Imam. Imam Al-Mahdi is mentioned in all the books of Muslims. Now come to the Quranic verses. There are many verses in the Quran which cannot be understood but only with the fact of Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Take a few examples. Allah says, لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. Means Allah has sent the last and final messenger. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى. He is who sent his messenger with guidance ودين الحق and the religion of the truth ليظهره على الدين كله. To make this religion of truth overcome all religions. That is Quranic verse. Did this promise achieve till today? Did Islam now is overcoming all religions on the reality of life? Yes. For the sake of evidence, yes, the evidence of Islam is the strongest. But still, there are many religions. Majority of people today are non-Muslims. After 1400 years or more, Islam and the followers of Islam are till today minority on this planet. Out of, say, 7 billion human beings, say about more or less 2 billion are Muslims. So it is 2 to 7. We are less than half, which means the promise of Allah to make this religion overcome all other religions is to be fulfilled, not yet being fulfilled. Who will do that? Only and only Imam al-Mahdi. Because Imam al-Mahdi is the Imam who will remove all injustice and establish justice and peace on the whole world, on the whole world, not in a place, specific place, no, on the whole planet. Then لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ will be achieved, that Allah will then achieve the aim of making the religion of truth, Islam, overcome all other religions. It will be the religion of all human beings. Take another verse. In Quran, Allah says, وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. Allah says, we want to grant those who are being oppressed on this earth and made them the leaders and made them the inheritors of this earth. This verse has been mentioned in Sunni books as well, that it refers to the Imam al-Mahdi. He will be the Imam who will be able to remove all the injustice and to establish the word, not the government only, the word of peace and justice. Okay.
Sayyidina, just before we move on, I just wanted to clear one thing with the first ayat.
Yes, please.
As in, you mentioned لِيُظْهَرَ الدِّينَ
كُلِّهِ. لِيُظْهَرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ.
Just so for the viewers who are also non-Muslims watching, by this we should try and emphasize, because the second part you mentioned, the second ayah you mentioned, by peace and justice. Mm-hmm. So just so we can make that more understandable, is the religion going to come by sword, or Imam will come to bring peace and justice after it's been filled with oppression, as the famous hadith says by Rasulullah?
The religion of truth will be clear to people. Awesome. Imam al-Mahdi will never force anyone to believe in Islam, because Allah says in Quran, لا إكراه في الدين, no compulsion in religion. Allah will enable Imam al-Mahdi to explain, to represent, to express the fact, then people will follow the fact. No one will be forced, no question of sword or forcing anyone, that is out of question. It is only to clear the situation, to clarify the fact. Now, majority of human beings are non-Muslims, not because they don't want to become Muslims, because in fact they don't know the reality of Islam. The image that they have is not the right one, because many Muslims today are following Islam, which is not the real Islam. Many acts of Muslims today, and in the last centuries also, in the last 14 centuries, many Muslim, so-called Muslim rulers committed crimes against people, against Islam, against Quran, but still they are named by Muslims, and even some of them are being referred to by some Muslims today by radiyallahu anhu. Even then, I mean, like say Muawiyah and Yazid, such criminals who've killed innocents and killed the pious people, and you find people till today call them radiyallahu anhu, which means that Islam, the original, is not clear for people. Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will come and will bring back the real teaching of Islam, will inform people the real meanings of Quran, will inform the human beings the real teaching of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny, that will make people believe in the truth.
Thank you for clarifying that, Sayyidina. Inshallah, we can move to the another example from the Holy Quran where Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallah ta'ala farajahu al-sharif, is also mentioned.
Okay. In Surah Al-Baqarah, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ Those who believe in the unseen. We have got hadiths that the unseen here is al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Of course, the unseen is very wide, but here it means al-Mahdi. The believers, hudan lil-muttaqeen, the pious. Al-ladina, first of their characteristics, yu'minuna bil-ghayb. They have got the faith in the unseen. Imam al-Mahdi, being in occultation, he is unseen for us and for the public. Though he is seen for some people, some pious people, they see him. But the society cannot see him, cannot recognize him. Those who believe in al-Mahdi alayhi salam are the pious people who believe in the unseen. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يَأْتِ بِكُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا means do good deeds as much as you can, compete to do more good deeds, wherever you will be, Allah will bring you together. The hadith says that this is revealed to mention the Imam al-Mahdi and his companions. Because Imam al-Mahdi's companions will be from different parts of the world. They are 313 who are the most pious companions. And 10,000 who will be pious people, also from different parts of the world. But the leaders will be the 313. Allah will gather all of the companions immediately. يَأْتِ بِكُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا. When the Imam, alayhi salam, will announce his return to the public life, which is called reappearance, his companions will be gathered. Within no time, Allah says, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يَأْتِي بِكُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا. This is
Surah Al-Baqarah.
Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 148. Also another verse in Quran, which is Surah Al-Qasas, verse 5. I think we have mentioned about it. وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ الْوَارِثِينَ. And I say that this is a verse where you find many Sunni scholars mention it as an evidence of the Imam al-Mahdi's coming back to the public life to establish the justice. Now, go to Surah An-Nur 55. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah has promised those who believed and did good. لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah will make them His deputies on the earth. كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. As He made deputies before them. You know, Allah has made Dawood, Sulaiman, and other servants, made them deputies on this earth. وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ. And Allah will make them the ability to implement the deen that Allah has agreed for them. وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. And Allah will place their fear with peace. يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا. That they will worship me and they will not worship anyone but Allah. This is in Surah An-Nur 55, which is one of the verses speaking about Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, who was being promised to be supported by Allah, and he will be supported to remove all the injustice and to establish the world of peace and justice on this planet.
So I was going to ask a question that is usually asked by other schools of thoughts when we mention the wilayat of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, or when we mention Imam al-Mahdi, or when we mention the Ahlul Bayt, and it's that question, which is, why are the names not in the Quran? Why did Allah not make it easier for me as a Muslim and not say there are 12 Imams, their names are Fulan, 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 for example? And obviously the simple answer sometimes we give them is, why is it not mentioned that Salat al-Subh is 2 rak'ahs, Dhuhr is 4? What other reasons can we come to about the Quran not giving us the name, for example, of Imam al-Mahdi, ajallallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif?
Those who put this question should ask themselves, do they trust Allah or not? If they trust Allah, they should obey Allah. And Allah has told everyone in Quran, مَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. Whatever the Prophet tells you, you have to take it. Whatever he tells you, no, you have to leave it. The question of why Allah did not mention the names of the infallible Imams in Quran. Allah did not mention many things in Quran, including our daily prayers. Because Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam was been asked by one person that he told him, our enemies are telling us why Allah did not mention the names of the Imams, the 12 Imams in Quran. Imam told him, ask them why Allah did not mention the number of rak'ats of morning being 2, dhuhr being 4, asr being 4, maghrib being 3, isha being 4. Why? Allah wants us to take it from the Prophet. Otherwise, Allah could have mentioned it. Allah wanted us to take that from the Prophet, because whatever the Prophet says, it is equally authentic like Quran. Because in Quran, we have been ordered to follow whatever the Prophet tells us. There are many reasons why the names are not being mentioned. You know, the enemies of Quran would then not allow people to read Quran. If the names of Ahlul Bayt were being mentioned clearly, this book will be banned. Allah wanted and wants this book to be read by everyone. And there's no need to mention names in Quran when the Prophet has already mentioned the names. When, of course, the tyrants did not allow those hadiths to be known to most of the people, yet these hadiths are known to many Muslims today, and they are existing. Anyone who researches, anyone who goes for the facts, he will find them. So no need to put the names in Quran and make people, the tyrants, stop Quran from being read. Even we have got a narration that if our names were mentioned in Quran, the tyrants would have torn the Quran into pieces. So this question is out of logic. Whatever the Prophet said, من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله. Anyone who obeys the Prophet has in fact obeyed Allah. And you find the fact of Imam al-Mahdi is one of the facts which are agreed upon between all Muslims. The books written by Sunni scholars about Imam al-Mahdi are many books. Many of the Sunni scholars believe that Imam al-Mahdi was born. You see, all Muslims, all sects, from the extreme mu'mineen, the followers of Ahlul Bayt, to the extreme against Ahlul Bayt, all of them believe that al-Mahdi alayhi salam will come. What is the difference? We believe that he was born and he is alive. Some of non-Shias, or I can say most of them, say that no, he will be born. In spite of the fact that many Sunni scholars admit that he was born. For example, we have a short list of 187 eminent Sunni alim who admitted that Imam al-Mahdi was born. And when 187 big scholars say that he was born, it should be enough. In fact, two witnesses are enough. For our Sunni brothers, they can take witness of two of their ulama, should be enough for them. But the list which we have is 187 Sunni scholars that Imam al-Mahdi was born. Should be more than enough. I don't know if we have got time now to
go through that. We've got 2 minutes, Sayyidina.
You see, one of the... I'll give you a quick... Ibn Tawlun al-Hanafi has written a whole book about the 12 Imams, including Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. The Diyar Bakri, in his book Tariq al-Khamis, al-Sha'rani al-Shafi'i, in his book Al-Yawaqit, Al-Yawaqit wal-Jawahir, volume 2, page 143. Al-Kunji, or Al-Kunji al-Shafi'i, in his book Kifayat al-Talib, in the last page of the book. Ibn Khalikan, and if maybe you know, Ibn Khalikan was one of the enemies of Ahlul Bayt. Ibn Khalikan is the man who compiled the poetry of Yazid. He was very open enemy of Ahlul Bayt, yet he admitted in his book Wafayat al-A'yan in page number 176 in volume 4 and also in page 562 that Imam Muhammad ibn al-Hasan al-Mahdi was born in Samarra 255. Sibt ibn al-Jawzi, very famous Sunni alim, in his book Tazkiratul Khawas, volume page 363. Fariduddin al-Nishaburi al-Hamadani in Mudhir al-Sifat, Al-Khawarizmi in Mafatih al-Ulum, Sahl ibn Abdullah al-Bukhari. The list is very long. I think our Sunni brothers and every Muslim should think in a realistic way that a person whose birth has been admitted by big number of scholars and all Ahlul Bayt, I mean all the scholars of Ahlul Bayt, how can it be wrong? And we have got many other evidences that he is alive, and the Quranic verses on Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, I think, as I said, we need hundreds of hours to go through them. May Allah keep all of us with the sincere followers of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, and give us inshallah the happiness of the end of our life under his banner, to be martyrs for his service and serving the religion of real Islam of Muhammad and his holy progeny. May Allah's mercy and peace be upon the Prophet Muhammad and his holy progeny.
Ahsantum Sayyidina, I thank you for the details into Imam al-Mahdi in the Quran. And of course, for the viewers watching at home, if there are any questions, you can also email theawaited@ahlulbayt.tv or follow our Twitter page, theawaitedmahdi. And inshallah, if any of the viewers want any of those links for those books or any of the ayats that were mentioned, they will be shown at the end of the episode. And if you need more details, we are more than happy, and the Eminency Sayyid is also more than happy to send you links to those books. On behalf of the viewers and the Ahlul Bayt TV staff, I would like to thank Sayyid Muhammad al-Musawi for taking time out and coming in to do the show, The Awaited. Inshallah, we will see him in future shows. Keep us and Sayyid Muhammad in your du'as. Thank you for watching, and inshallah we will see you in the next episode of The Awaited. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma kun li waliyika hujjat ibn al-Hasan. Salawatuka alayhi wa ala abaihi fi دليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها.